My name is Joanna Schrader. I'm reporting live from the National Ethanol Conference. And I'm here with Nathaniel Green with NRDC, who was part of a panel presentation today on land use. And my first question for you, why is land use such an important issue for the ethanol industry?
Well, I mean, obviously the ethanol industry relies on agricultural products, which come from the land. So ultimately their input, their most important input, is intimately tied to land use patterns both here in the United States and around the world.
So what are the most important elements, I think, within that land use theory that are affecting the ethanol industry? What should we be aware of?
Well, I mean, the biggest variables that people are talking about in these models are what lands people think are being drawn into agriculture around the world. How much of that's forest, how much of that's grassland, how much of that's shrubland, because each of those land types have very different amounts of carbon stored on them. Second one is, how do we think the system responds, particularly in terms of yield? There's a certain amount of yield that we expect, yield improvement that we expect to see from agriculture just in a baseline scenario without biofuels. And now we're adding biofuels into it. How do those, both the baseline yield and the maybe an improvement in yield that would come from the increased economic pressure, how do those interact? And what does that mean for, again, the total amount of land needed? And then the third is what they call food co-products or feed co-products, the stuff that comes as a byproduct of biofuels production that comes back into the food and feed system and, again, reduces the pressure for land. And those three things, which are easy to talk about and tremendously complicated to actually put into simple numbers, really are probably the most important variables.
Well, the ethanol industry has been very conscientious about having a very environmentally friendly product. So as we continue to develop the market here in the United States, which for the short term will still be corn-based and then we'll move into cellulosic, what are some things that the industry in particular needs to be very concerned about? I mean, what are some things that they should look at to make sure that they don't have a great impact on land use?
Well, I think there are issues that the industry has been struggling with at their facilities and at their farms for a long time now. Water use, soil erosion, pesticide use. These issues that the industry has been very aware of and has been working to address those concerns. And I think, there's always been some uncertainty around the energy and greenhouse gas issues, and now those have really exploded. And so I think this issue of indirect land use is, I wouldn't say it's the only thing that's standing in the way of rebuilding sort of public consensus that biofuels are and need to be a part of our solution, but it's certainly the largest one. And so ultimately getting ahead of the greenhouse gas issue and really being able to put themselves squarely as part of the solution, that's the critical challenge.
Great. And I want to end by saying, is there anything else that people in the industry should know or be aware of as we move forward with this debate?
I guess I would say is everyone recognizes how complicated this is, and I think there's real tensions and real challenges around this. And for folks in the industry, this is livelihood, this is job, this is career commitments that they've made. And then I think, on the other side, there is, we're talking about some of the biggest drivers of greenhouse gas emissions around the world between land use policy and the transportation sector. So these are really big and challenging issues. And I think we all, both sides know that, but we need to keep working together and communicating so that we understand how important it is, what the issues are on both sides as well.
Great. Well, thank you, Nathaniel. We appreciate your work on this issue with the industry. And this has been Joanna Schrader reporting from the National Ethanol Conference.